All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is February the 9th, 2024. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it's great wherever you are at. It is definitely overcast, and it's sort of raining, and it's cold. But it is beautiful. It is Friday, wrapping up the week. Crazy week this week. Got up this morning. The sunrise was phenomenal. I mean, just spectacular. All red. I mean, one of those, you know what I'm talking about. One of those sunrises. And it was on fire. And yeah, beautiful way to wake up this morning. And went over and we had to move some boats this morning with the paddle club. And so went and did that. And now I'm at the salon. I'm here a bit early due to the fact that we had to move boats. And so I'm just thought I'd sit down and maybe chat a bit before I get my day going. Yeah, man, what a week. What a week. I've had an interesting week. I've sort of documented it a little bit through this podcast, my journey with spiritual awakenings and higher powers and God of our understandings and this and that. And, you know, I was telling somebody the other day, you know, all this stuff that I've sort of been looking at or listening to, and sort of how I shared the other day of, you know, the real issue is just not staying in the day. But honestly, learning about all these different things and different ideas, I sort of felt a little lost all week, right? I know it's exactly the opposite of what it's exactly what I want. It's the opposite of what I don't want, I guess I should say, if I even sounds right. You know, I don't want to be held prisoner by the fear of God, right? I don't want to, you know, live in the myth sometimes. I like to believe, you know, I'm a good person and this is my journey and it is what it is, right? You know, I always say I don't believe in God, right? I believe in a higher power, or I believe in spirituality, right? I believe in humility and self and the real battle that takes place in my life. But this God in the clouds, I just don't believe it. And then I watched something about this kind of thing, and, you know, and then all of a sudden they say, oh, that's not true. And then I'm like, well, what do you mean? You know, it's not true. I didn't believe in the first place, but when you tell me it's not true, then I'm like, wait a minute. And so I just have sort of felt sort of lost, which is bizarre, right? It's bizarre. And but then I shared, you know, and this is very important, you know, I have to stay in the day, and I've just not been in the day. I've been in the year, and I've been back and forth and all over the place. And it's, you know, I can feel the uneasiness in my spirit, right? And so another great lesson, right? Stay in the day. And I'm feeling better. I'm definitely feeling better. Paddled on Wednesday. I tried to do the podcast yesterday, just wasn't feeling it. And but yeah, I'm starting to feel better. And the reality is that who knows what's out there, right? It is what it is. You know, someone said, I was talking to or listening to somebody, and they were saying that God had given them this and God had given them that. And I'm like, is that always like, I mean, I know for me for a long time, it was always about what makes me better. What do I get? What makes me happy? What makes my life easier? What makes, you know, whether it's all the crazy things that I used to ask for God, you know, better girlfriend, better, more money, better job, you know, better grades, right? It was always better. It was always this leap from doing the work or working on myself or, you know, showing up, you know, all these things that are required to get better and the things that you do, right? Like, I'm a great hairdresser because I come to work every day, and I work, and I try to continue with education and learning, and I just try to be better. But it's not like I start off and then I say, God, right, can you make me a better hairdresser?
I've been a few. I've been myself. my vows, my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. It's been a bed of roses.
Great song. It's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. That is true. But you know, I came into this new life, this shift in my thinking, you know, coming from a place where I felt like everything that was tough, I needed help, and it was from God. And you know, what I've learned, at least for me, is that, you know, those are the tough times. That's what creates maturity for me, at least, is when I come into these places and I have to push through and there is no help, right? It's on my own. And it's just a weird message, right? It's a weird message, this you know, it sort of is what kept me from spirituality or a relationship with a higher power for such a long time, is because self was looking for the easy way. And it's just... Listen, if I can get an easy way, I'm always about it, right? Like, you know, it's like when, you know, something happens right next to you and you're like, damn, that's going to be a problem, but I missed it, right? I'll never forget, I was on the highway one day and there was just, like, right next to me, there was an accident. And just as I went by, and I knew that accident was going to back that traffic up for a long time, and somehow I missed it, right? Just like that. And I'm like, hey, thank you, God. Like, God did that. And I don't think so, right? I just don't think so. And then to watch all this stuff that I've been watching, and it talks about this, you know, what this real God is, and you know, it just, like I said, left me a little lost. And I had, you know, the reality is I have to stay in the day, and I had the relationship I have, the God of my understanding, right? It doesn't have to be the God of your understanding. And I think that has been the problem, is trying to have a relationship of God with God of your understanding, not you, but other people's. Like, I listen. Oh, that's how your relationship is with God. That's what I want, right? I have, you know, I had no idea and just couldn't find it. And you know, today I feel like I have the best sort of relationship with a higher power and a God that I've ever had. And then I watch this thing on YouTube and it says, oh, you know, all the stuff that it says, and I'm like, damn, is there even a God, right? Or is it an alien or whatever, right? And so it was crazy. But the reality is I'm back. I have a relationship with the higher power of my understanding, and I love it, right? And the relationship I have today is, you know, and that, like I said the other day, when my sponsee asked me, how do I have a relationship with God? And I say, stop searching, right? Stop looking. The more you look, the less you find, because who is behind the search? Itself. And those don't go together, right? They just don't go together. So I am feeling better. That was a weird week. But listen, I could use the tools. What was the matter? What was causing it? What was I doing differently this week that I don't usually do? And that was, I wasn't staying in the day. It's one day at a time, stay in the day, are absolutely game changers for me. And when I don't do it, it definitely disrupts my flow, my vibe, and it's not good. And so, you know, that's my advice to you today. Stay in the day, one day at a time. It's all good. I'm dealing with something else today that is really, you know, it's very, these kind of things can send me off on a wild one actually as well. So, but I'll just talk about, you know, I own a salon, and you know, I've owned this salon 14 years, and it was always owned by these other people who, you know, were great. And the people that own it now, they're great, great human beings, right, I guess. But, you know, things are changing inside. First of all, my lease is coming up. I don't know if I'm going to even continue to stay here. In fact, I'm probably not going to stay here. But these people keep changing the rules, right? You know, one of the things about, you know, with any sort of business or any sort of investment or purchase, you know, there's usually contracts, deals, you know, leases, whatever you want to call it, that we sign, right? We sign these, and this is the agreement we come to, you know, in our will, You know, this is my will, this is my thinking, that's why we sign it. And then that sort of sets the rules. And, you know, these new people that have purchased the place, they seem to be changing these rules. And I don't believe that they're allowed to. I don't think they can. I just don't, you know, there's expenses. You know, it's like kind of when you buy a new house and you're, thank you, and they get the keys. And then you have to fix it up and then you pass these additional charges of fixing up the house or whatever it is that you've decided to do on to the previous owner. It's like, why would I have to pay for that, right? And that's sort of what's going on. These people took over this place, came in and made a bunch of repairs, and then passed the charges on to us. And I'm like, you can't do that. Or can you? I have no idea, to be honest with you. And I think that that's what they're hoping is that I don't have an idea. I don't know if I need to reach out to an attorney. It's not that big of a deal, but it's just, you know, I'm not going to be walked on. I'm not a doormat, right? And I just don't feel like that's why we have leases, right? That's why we sign these things. That's why we negotiate and come up with things and then sign it. And then we both live by it. And to purchase something and then to pass these purchases or these things on to the people that are already renting here is weird. And so part of me gets, I'm very, you know, there's part of me that wants to go, you know, ballistic. You know, this is a great example of why I'm so happy I'm sober today and trying to work a program. And I have people in my life that, you know more than I do, right? And so that I can do research and learn and I can prevent myself and, you know, not to say or write, you know, get my foot, to put my foot in my mouth, right? And in the past, I would do that. Listen, fuck you, right? Go to hell. But I need to learn. I need to educate myself and figure this out because I don't think it's right. And, you know, I've heard of people that, you know, have made decisions because they weren't educated. I've done it before myself and learned the hard way. So I need to find it out. But it's really pushing my buttons because immediately the know-it-all guy thinks this is bullshit. How can you just come into buy a purchase a building and then make a bunch of changes and then pass them on to the people that already rent here that have a lease, right? I have a lease. I've negotiated how much I pay a month. There's a CAM charge, which covers, you know, the things that go on in this building. You know, I said this the other, I don't know if I talked about it in the podcast, but we had snow and they did not plow the parking lot. And I lost two clients that day because of the conditions of our parking lot. Now, I don't know if they have a lease, right, or a contract with the people that plow the snow, right? It's probably like 3 inches or more, right? And it was one of those weird snows that kind of wasn't like, it was about probably 3 or 4 inches, but the way this building faces, everything that fell in front of this building is sort of facing north, so it doesn't get a lot of sunshine, so it just became an ice, sheet of ice. And this has always been an issue. You know, like I said, I've had this place 14 years. And the other place, I'd call, I'd say, hey, you know, the ice is bad here. And the reality is that everything from the door frame out, right, is the responsibility of the people that own this building. But still, people got to walk through it, right? I don't want to say, oh, that's on them. People still got to come into the salon and get their services. And if you can't walk across the ice, it's bad. And I lost clients there, but I didn't, you know, should I say, hey, well, you know, this is the money that I lost, right? There was, when these people took it over, there was these windows would leak and the water would run down the window into the light socket. There was a couple days I had to close the salon because water was literally pouring into the electric box. And I'm like, I can't run this. So do they pay me back for that, right? Is there something in the lease that I agreed to for that? So it's just weird. And, you know, it can be frustrating. Like I said, it's not that much money, but it's the principle, right? It's the point of it. And I'm getting a justified resentment, right? And the one thing someone told me a long time ago, there are no justified resentments. I can't have resentments. And so I'm trying to figure out how to handle this. They had initially told me a couple months ago, we're passing this additional charge on to you because this is what they told me. We realized that you weren't paying enough CAM charge from the other people. And so now we've adjusted it and this is now what you're going to pay. I don't know if you can do that. I haven't paid it, right? I have not paid it. Because I feel like it's a sort of like extortion, right? You know, this is what you have to do. We don't have anything signed. In fact, I don't think I've even signed anything with these new owners. My lease is up in April. Probably going to want to raise the rent, right? Renegotiate. I've been here. That's the other thing. You know, I've been here 14 years. I've enjoyed owning my own business. It's been fun. But I think I'm tired of this part, right? I'm tired of the shenanigans that sort of take place behind the scenes with any business owner. If you own your own business, you know what I'm talking about, whether it's a cam charge, just the, you know, it's interesting. Listen, I love the experience. I have loved owning my salon, but I think I'm ready to let it go and just go work for somebody like I used to and simplify my life and get out of the game because I'm getting too old and I'm losing my interest, right? It was an ego. You know, I remember getting sober and just wanting to be so much better and do great things and own things, right? I wanted to be like the rest of the people. I wanted to be associated with the business owners because, you know, I couldn't associate myself with anybody for a long time, right? And so when I got sober and my buddy Matt was like, listen, do you want, if you're going to open a salon, either open it or shut the fuck up. And he helped me own it. Open it. And I remember meeting with the guy, the original owner, and he was just such a great guy, but very intimidating, right? He's like, don't say anything. Let him talk. He's very smart, from Harvard, right? And so I just sat there and listened. But he gave me a chance, right? He gave me an opportunity. And I will always be indebted to him for that because I was not the guy that got a lot of chances, right? And he saw something in me. And you know, we had a great relationship. He owned this place for, I think, 12 years, right? I think I'm going on 14 years. So they just sold it. So 12 years, he was the landlord. We had a few negotiation issues, right? We had a couple situations, but, you know, we worked it out, right? But they never pulled this kind of stuff, right? They never just said, oh, now, you know, due to this, we're just raising the money. I don't recall that being a clause in my contract. I'm going to have to look into it. But like I said, in the beginning, I wanted to be like the rest of the people. My ego's like, you need to own something, right? I want to be a business owner. I want to talk about, like, you know, business owning kind of things. And I did it, right? I did it, had people work here. It's an interesting landscape now. Like, it's hard for me to find people to come work. I don't know what's going on. I think maybe we're all simplifying our lives. But I think this might be the opportunity for me to step aside and let somebody young and fresh come in, take over and do their thing. And, you know, I can resign to being just a normal human and try to simplify my life a little bit. And maybe this is God's way, right? You know, if God, right, if I'm looking for this special new God, right, how come God doesn't come in and straighten all this out? Maybe this is God's way of telling me, you know, maybe this is time for you to step aside. Doesn't feel good, isn't what you want, but maybe it's best for you, right? Maybe it, because if I did stay and resign, you know, for another 3 years, and this is the kind of stuff that's going to go on, is this going to bring me serenity or drive me nuts, right? I already feel like I'm being driven nuts already by this. So I'm, maybe this is God's way of telling me, hey, buddy, you know, it's time to step aside. So that's probably what I'm going to do. The good thing is, luckily I'm a blue collar worker, right? And, I can go work at a hair salon. I could go rent a chair somewhere. Luckily, I've been doing this long enough, and I'm good enough that I can work anywhere. And so that's a good thing. That's a first, right? That didn't used to happen to me. Even in the, you know, when I first got sober, I was working on a golf course, right? And so I jumped into that. You know, I went to school for that and got a degree in turf management. And, you know, inside I'm like, look at me, I'm doing it. But on the inside, I'm like, I hate this. I hate this job. It was also one of these jobs that there wasn't a lot of openings. I remember when I finally finished school and I was looking for a job, you know, it wasn't like, let me just go down to, you know, the 10 local golf courses and get a job. There wasn't 10. There was two, and those jobs had been taken. So I had to take a job over in Eastern Maryland, and, you know, luckily I don't have to deal with that today. I could probably work at any hair salon. As a salon owner, I know that at any time, if a decent hairdresser walks in here and wants to work, I'm in, right? So salon owners are always looking for good hairdressers, and I'm good. Good enough, at least. And, you know, I show up, and I'm not drunk or on drugs, and that's important. So that's what's going on. It's kind of, it's sort of frustrating and sad, but, you know, not all great things or great paths or good ideas always have to feel good, right? I don't always have to feel like I'm winning, right? Maybe stepping out of this whole situation and just going to work for somebody else is winning. You know, that's the other thing. Like, I got to get, I just talked to the tax people. We need all your business taxes. I'm like, oh, great. You know, that's a stressor, right? And so it's always something. And if I could maybe free up my life. The other thing is I'm keeping the salon and I'm working, but no one's working here. So I'm paying a lot of rent, right? And I could really, you know, if I could let that go and try to figure out just, you know, working for people and just making money, I could probably increase my actual money that I get to take home, right? It costs me, I have to pay a lot of money for myself to be able to work, right? And I don't need all this space, right? I don't need four chairs for just me. So anyway, that's what's going on. Paddling tomorrow. Coach said we're doing 10 miles. That's got me a little bit of anxiety. But whatever, I can do it. We can do 10 miles. I got this. Busy day today. That's the other good thing. Luckily, I'm busy, you know, working and treating people right and doing a lot of business. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 clients today. It's not horrible, but what was it? Next Tuesday, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 clients. Ooh, that's a big day, but I'm booked. I'm all booked up, so must be doing something right. All right, I'm going to read the daily reflections, and then I'm going to, I don't know. I guess I have to make some phone calls. I got to figure out what the story is with this cam charge bullshit. All right, here we go. Getting the spiritual angle. How often do we sit in AA meetings and hear the speaker declare, "But I haven't yet got the spiritual angle"? Prior to this statement, he had described a miracle of transformation which had occurred in him, not only his release from alcohol, but a complete change in his whole attitude towards life and the living of it. It is apparent to nearly everyone else present that he has received a great gift, except that he doesn't seem to know it yet. We will know that this questioning individual will tell us 6 months or a year hence that he has found faith in God. All right, you're going to have to read that. I mean, what? That's the language of the heart, page 275, right? A spiritual experience can be the realization that a life which once seemed empty and devoid of meaning is now joyous and full. In my life today, daily prayer and meditation coupled with living the 12 steps has brought about an inner peace and feeling of belonging which was missing when I was drinking. Yeah, you know, all this shit that I'm going through, and it's not even that much, but the stuff that I'm going through right now, I'm not afraid, right? I'm not in fear. I'm not worried. You know, these people could walk in here today and say, "Listen, we just don't like you. Give me your key and shut the door." That, now, they legally can't do that, right? But even if they did that, I'd be like, you know what? Fine. I am not afraid because I can take care of myself, right? I've got options. And when I was doing the drinking and the drugging, I did not have any options. It was always, how am I going to survive? Right? How am I going to make it through this? And when shit would pop off and I'd be like, oh my God, on top of that, there's this, right? And, you know, I don't have to deal with that today. You know, it is, I think, for me, important that I realize that just because it isn't good, right? Just because it isn't what I ideally would think I would want doesn't mean that it's not good, right? Sometimes one of the things I've learned in this program and in life today is if it's good, doesn't always mean it's good. And if it's bad, doesn't always mean it's bad, right? It can, some of the toughest things that I've gone through have been some of the most spiritually awakening things in my life. And, you know, this might be one of them. This might, you know, this might be God saying, hey, man, step aside. It's time. You had your fun. Now let somebody else do it and go relax a bit, you know, and not relax, but lighten the load a bit. Still work, but, you know, maybe not have to own a salon anymore. And because ego wants to own the salon, you know. Ego likes to own the salon, and I need to just let ego know, hey, you know, I'm getting a little tired. So anyway, I hope everyone has a great day. I'll work it out. I appreciate you letting me share, and we'll catch you later. Bye-bye.